Chapter 40 came down and peeped in at the chamber, where 100 fools were waiting, and 2 streets were full of coaches. I dined in the city with my printer, 9, and came back at 6 to Lord Treasurer, who had invited me to dinner, but I refused him. I sat there an hour or two, and then went to Lord Masham's. They were all abroad. So truly I came, and read whatever stuff was next me. I can sit, and be idle now, which I have not been above a year past. However, I will stay out the session, to see if they have any further commands for me, and that, I suppose, will end in April. But I may go somewhat before, for I hope all will be ended by then, and we shall have either a certain peace, or certain war. The ministry is contriving new funds for money by lotteries, and we go on, as if the war were to continue, but I believe it will not. 'Tis pretty late now, Unumans, so I bid you night, own de dollars. 28. I have been packing up some books, in a great box I have bought, and must buy another for clothes and luggage. This is a beginning towards a removal. I have sent to Holland for a dozen shirts, and designed to buy another new gown and hat. I will come over like a Zinkerman, 10, and lay out nothing in clothes in Ireland this good while. I have writ this night to the provost. Our society met today as usual, and we were 14. Beside the Earl of Arran, 11, whom his brother, the Duke of Ormond, brought among us against all order. We were mightily shocked, but, after some whispers, it ended in choosing Lord Arran one of our society, which I opposed to his face, but it was carried by all the rest against me. 29. This is leap year, and this is leap day. Prince George was born on this day. People are mistaken. And some here think it is St. David's Day, but they do not understand the virtue of leap year. I have nothing to do now, boys, and have been reading all this day like Gumdragon, and yet I was dictating some trifles this morning to a printer. I dined with a friend hard by, and the weather was so discouraging I could not walk. I came home early, and have read 200 pages of Arran. Alexander the Great is just dead. I do not think he was poisoned. Betwixt you and me, all those are but idle stories. It is certain that neither Ptolemy nor Aristobulus thought so, and they were both with him when he, 12, died. It is a pity we have not their histories. The bill for limiting members of Parliament to have but so many places passed the House of Commons, and will pass the House of Lords, in spite of the ministry, which you know, is a great lessening of the Queen's power. 4 of the new Lords voted against the court in this point. It is certainly a good bill in the reign of an ill prince, but I think things are not settled enough for it at present. And the court may want a majority upon a pinch. Nightdealist Logs. Grove PDFR. March 1. I went into the city, to inquire after poor Stratford, 13, who has put himself a prisoner into the Queen's Bench, for which his friends blame him much, because his creditors designed to be very easy with him. He grasped at too many things together, and that was his ruin. There is one circumstance relative to Lieutenant General Meredith, 14, that is very melancholy. Meredith was turned out of all his employments last year, and had about £10,000 left to live on. Stratford, upon friendship, desired he might have the management of it for Meredith, to put it into the stocks, and funds for the best advantage, and now he has lost it all. You have heard me often talk of Stratford. We were class fellows at school and university. I dined with some merchants, his friends, today, and they said they expected his breaking this good while. I gave him notice of a treaty of peace, while it was a secret, of which he might have made good use, but that helped to ruin him, for he gave money, reckoning there would be actually a peace by this time, and consequently stocks rise high. Ford narrowly escaped losing £500 by him, and so did I too. Night, my 2 dealist drives MD. 2. Morning. I was wakened at 3 this morning, my man and the people of the house telling me of a great fire in the Haymarket. I slept again, and 2 hours after my man came in again, and told me it was my poor brother Sir William Wyndham's 15, house burnt, and that two maids, leaping out of an upper room to avoid the fire, both fell on their heads, one of them upon the iron spikes before the door, and both lay dead in the streets. It is supposed to have been some carelessness of one or both those maids. The Duke of Ormond was there helping to put out the fire. Brother Wyndham gave £6,000, but a few months ago for that house, as he told me, and it was very richly furnished. I shall know more particulars at night. He married Lady Catherine Seymour, the Duke of Somerset's daughter. You know her, I believe. At night, Wyndham's young child escaped very narrowly. Lady Catherine escaped barefoot. They all went to Northumberland House. Mr. Bridges' 16, house, at next door, is damaged much, and was like to be burnt. Wyndham has lost above £10,000 by this accident, his lady above £1,000 worth of clothes. It was a terrible accident. He was not at court today. I dined with Lord Masham. The Queen was not at church. Knight, M.D. 3. Pray tell Walls that I spoke to the Duke of Ormond and Mr. Southwell about his friend's affair, who, I find, needed not me for a solicitor, for they both told me the thing would be done. I likewise mentioned his own affair to Mr. Southwell, and I hope that will be done too, for Southwell seems to think it reasonable, and I will mind him of it again. Tell him this nakedly. You need not know the particulars. They are secrets. One of them is about Mrs. South having a pension, the other about his salary from the government for the tithes of the park that lie in his parish, to be put upon the establishment, but you must not know these things, they are secrets, and we must keep them from naughty dallers. I dined in the city with my printer, with whom I had some small affair, but I have no large work on my hands now. I was with Lord Treasurer this morning, and at 17, care who for that? Who dined with the Dean today? Monday is Parson's holiday, and who lost who money at cards and dice? Z. Givers, 18, device. So I'll go to bed. Night, my two dealest loaks. 4. I sat today with poor Mrs. Wesley, who made me dine with her. She is much better than she was. I heartily pray for her health, out of the entire love I bear to her worthy husband. This day has passed very insignificantly. But it is a great comfort to me now that I can come home and read, and have nothing upon my hands to write. I was at Lord Masham's tonight, and stayed there till 1. Lord Treasurer was there, but I thought he looked melancholy, just as he did at the beginning of the session, and he was not so merry as usual. In short, the majority in the House of Lords is a very weak one, and he has much ado to keep it up, and he is not able to make those removes he would, and oblige his friends, and I doubt to 19, he does not take care enough about it, or rather cannot do all himself, and will not employ others, which is his great fault, as I have often told you. 'Tis late. Night, M.D. 5. I wish you a merry Lent. I hate Lent. I hate different diets, and furmity and butter, and herb porridge, and sour devout faces of people who only put on religion for 7 weeks. I was at the secretary's office this morning, and there a gentleman brought me 2 letters, dated last October, one from the Bishop of Clare, t'other from Walls. The gentleman is called Colonel Newburg. 20, I think you mentioned him to me some time ago. He has business in the House of Lords. I will do him what service I can. The representation of the House of Commons is printed. 21, I have not seen it yet. It is plaguy severe, they say. I dined with Dr. Arbuthnot, and had a true Lenten dinner, not in point of victuals, but spleen, for his wife and a child or two were sick in the house, and that was full as mortifying as fish. We have had fine mighty cold frosty weather for some days past. I hope you take the advantage of it, and walk now and then. You never answer that part of my letters, where I desire you to walk. I must keep my breath, to cool my Lenten porridge. Tell Jemmy Lee that his boy that robbed him now appears about the town. Patrick has seen him once or twice. I knew nothing of his being robbed till Patrick told me he had seen the boy. I wish it had been Stern that had been robbed, to be revenged for the box that he lost. 22, and BPZ to him. Knight, MD. 6. I hear Mr. Pryor has suffered by Stratford's breaking. I was yesterday to see Pryor, who is not well, and I thought he looked melancholy. He can ill afford to lose money. I walked before dinner in the Mallet Good, while with Lord Aaron and Lord Dublin, two of my brothers, and then we went to dinner, where the Duke of Beaufort was our president. We were but 11 today. We are now in all 9 lords and 10 commoners. The Duke of Beaufort had the confidence to propose his brother-in-law, the Earl of Danby, 23, to be a member, but I opposed it so warmly that it was waived. Danby is not above 20, and we will have no more boys, and we want but 2 to make up our number. I stayed till 8, and then we all went away soberly. The Duke of Ormond Street last week cost £20, though it was only 4 dishes and 4, without a dessert, and I bespoke it in order to be cheap. Yet I could not prevail to change the house. Lord Treasurer is in a rage with us for being so extravagant. And the wine was not reckoned neither, for that is always brought by him that is president. Lord Orry, 24, is to be president next week, and I will see whether it cannot be cheaper, or else we will leave the house. .25, Lord Masham made me go home with him tonight to eat boiled oysters. Take oysters, wash them clean, that is, wash their shells clean, then put your oysters into an earthen pot, with their hollow sides down, then put this pot into a great kettle with water, and so let them boil. Your oysters are boiled in their own liquor, and not mixed water. Lord Treasurer was not with us. He was very ill today with a swimming in the head, and is gone home to be cupped, and sent to desire Lady Masham to excuse him to the Queen. Knight, DMD. 7. I was today at the House of Lords about a friend's bill. Then I crossed the water at Westminster Stairs to Southwark, went through St. George's Fields to the Mint, which is the dominion of the King's, 26, Bench Prison, where Stratford lodges in a blind alley, and writ to me to come to him, but he was gone to the change. I thought he had something to say to me about his own affairs. I found him at his usual coffee house, and went to his own lodgings, and dined with him and his wife, and other company. His business was only to desire I would intercede with the ministry about his brother-in-law, Ben Burton, 27, of Dublin, the banker, who is likely to come into trouble, as we hear, about spreading false Whiggish news. I hate Burton, and told Stratford so, and I will advise the Duke of Ormond to make use of it, to keep the rogue in awe. Mrs. Stratford tells me her husband's creditors have consented to give him liberty to get up his debts abroad, and she hopes he will pay them all. He was cheerfuller than I have seen him this great while. I have walked much today. Knight, Dealist Logs. 8. This day 12th Mr. Harley was stabbed, but he is ill, and takes physic today, I hear, 'tis now morning, and cannot have the cabinet council with him, as he intended, nor me to say grace. I am going to see him. Pray read the representation, 'tis the finest that ever was writ. Some of it is PDFR style, but not very much. This is the day of the Queen's accession to the crown, so it is a great day. I am going to court, and will dine with Lord Masham, but I must go this moment to see the secretary about some businesses. So I will seal up this, and put it in the post my own self. Farewell, Dealist Hearts and Souls, M.D. Farewell M.D. 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 F.W.F.W.F.W.M.M.L.L.L.L.S.L.S.L.L. Letter 43. 1. London, March 8, 1711-12. I carried my 42nd letter in my pocket till evening, and then put it in the general post. I went in the morning to see Lord Treasurer, who had taken physic, and was drinking his broth. I had been with the secretary before, to recommend a friend, one Dr. Friend, to be physician general, and the secretary promised to mention it to the queen. I can serve everybody but myself. Then I went to court, and carried Lord Keeper and the secretary, to dine with Lord Masham, when we drank the queen and Lord Treasurer with every health, because this was the day of his stabbing. Then I went and played pools at picket with Lady Masham and Mrs. Hill, won 10 shillings, gave a crown to the box, and came home. I met at my lodgings a letter from Joe, with a bit annexed from PPT. What Joe asks is entirely out of my way, and I take it for a foolish whim in him. Besides, I know not who is to give a patent. If the Duke of Ormond, I would speak to him, and if it come in my head I will mention it to Ned Southwell. They have no patents that I know of for such things here, but good security is all. And to think that I would speak to Lord Treasurer for any such matter at random is a jest. Did I tell you of a race of rakes, called the Mohawks, 3, that play the devil about this town every night, slit people's noses, and beat them, etc.? Question mark Knight, Solace, and Rove PDFR. Knight, MD. 9. I was at court today, and nobody invited me to dinner, except one or two, whom I did not care to dine with, so I dined with Mrs. Van. Young Davenant, 4, was telling us at court how he was set upon by the Mohawks, and how they ran his chair through with a sword. It is not safe being in the streets at night for them. The Bishop of Salisbury's son, 5, is said to be of the gang. They are all Whigs, and a great lady sent to me, to speak to her father, and to Lord Treasurer, to have a care of them, and to be careful likewise of myself. For she heard they had malicious intentions against the ministers and their friends. I know not whether there be anything in this, though others are of the same opinion. The weather still continues very fine and frosty. I walked in the park this evening, and came home early to avoid the Mohawks. Lord Treasurer is better. Knight, my own 2 dealist MD. 10. I went this morning again to the Lord Treasurer, who is quite recovered, and I stayed till he went out. I dined with a friend in the city, about a little business of printing, but not my own. You must buy a small 2d pamphlet, called Law's a Bottomless Pit. 6. 'Tis very prettily written, and there will be a second part. The Commons are very slow in bringing in their bill to limit the press, and the pamphleteers make good use of their time, for there come out 3 or 4 every day. Well, but is not a time, methinks, to have a letter from M.D.? 'Tis now 6 weeks, since I had your number 26. I can assure you I expect one before this goes, and I'll make shorter days' journals than usual, cause I hope to fill up a good deal of t'other side with my answer. Our fine weather lasts yet, but grows a little windy. We shall have rain soon, I dispose. Go to cards, Solace, and I to seep. Knight, M.D. 11. Lord Treasurer has lent the long letter I writ him, 7, to Prior, and I can't get Prior to return it. I want to have it printed, and to make up this academy for the improvement of our language. Faith, we never shall improve it, so much as F.W. has done, shall we? No, Faith, urge your gangrich. 8. I dined privately with my friend Lewis, and then went to see Ned Southwell, and talk with him about Wall's business, and Mrs. South's. The latter will be done, but his own not. Southwell tells me that it must be laid before Lord Treasurer, and the nature of it explained, and a great deal of clutter, which is not worth the while, and maybe Lord Treasurer won't do it at last. And it is, as Wall says himself, not above 40 shillings a year difference. You must tell Walls this, unless he would have the business a secret from you. In that case only say I did all I could with Ned Southwell, and it can't be done, for it must be laid before Lord Treasurer, etc., who will not do it, and besides, it is not worth troubling his lordship. So Knight, my 2 dealist nun is 9 MD. 9. 12. Here is the D and all to do with these Mohawks. Grub Street papers about them fly like lightning, and a list printed of near 80 put into several prisons, and all a lie, and I begin almost to think there is no truth, or very little, in the whole story. He had abused Davenant was a drunken gentleman. None of that gang. My man tells me that one of the lodgers heard in a coffee house, publicly, that one design of the Mohawks was upon me, if they could catch me. And though I believe nothing of it, I forbear walking late, and they have put me to the charge of some shillings already. I dined today with Lord Treasurer, and two gentlemen of the Highlands of Scotland, yet very polite men. I sat there till 9, and then went to Lord Masham's, where Lord Treasurer followed me, and we sat till 12, and I came home in a chair for fear of the Mohawks, and I have given him warning of it too. Little Harrison, 10, whom I sent to Holland, is now actually made Queen's Secretary at The Hague. It will be in the Gazette tomorrow. 'Tis worth £1,200 a year. Here is a young fellow has writ some sea eclogues, poems of mermen, resembling pastorals of shepherds, and they are very pretty, and the thought is new. Mermen are he mermaids, tritons, natives of the sea. Do you understand me? I think to recommend him to our society tomorrow. His name is Diaper. 11, p on him, I must do something for him, and get him out of the way. I hate to have any new wits rise, but when they do rise I would encourage them, but they tread on our heels, and thrust us off the stage. Nightdealist M.D. 13. You would laugh to see our printer constantly attending our society after dinner, and bringing us whatever new thing he has printed, which he seldom fails to do. Yet he had nothing today. Lord Lansdowne, one of our society, was offended at a passage in this day's Examiner, which he thinks reflects on him, as I believe it does, though in a mighty civil way. 'Tis only that his underlings cheat, but that he is a very fine gentleman every way, etc. 12. Lord Ory was president today, but both our dukes were absent. Brother Wyndham recommended Diaper to the society. I believe we shall make a contribution among ourselves, which I don't like. Lord Treasurer has yet done nothing for us, but we shall try him soon. The company parted early, but Friend, and Prior, and I, sat a while longer, and reformed the state, and found fault with the ministry. Prior hates his commission of the customs, because it spoils his wit. He says he dreams of nothing but cockets, 13, and dockets, and drawbacks, and other jargon words of the custom house. Our good weather went away yesterday, and the nights are now dark, and I came home before 10. Night noun. Dealist solace. 14. I have been plagued this morning with solicitors, and with nobody more than my brother, Dr. Friend, who must needs have to get old Dr. Lawrence. 14. The physician general, turned out and himself in. He has argued with me so long upon the reasonableness of it, that I am fully convinced it is very unreasonable, and so I would tell the secretary, if I had not already made him speak to the Queen. Besides, I know not, but my friend Dr. Arbuthnot would be content to have it himself, and I love him 10 times better than Friend. What's all this to you? But I must talk of things as they happen in the day, whether you know anything of them or no. I dined in the city, and, coming back, one Parson Richardson, 15, of Ireland overtook me. He was here last summer upon a project of converting the Irish and printing Bibles, etc., in that language, and is now returned to pursue it on. He tells me Dr. Coghill, 16, came last night to town. I will send to see how he does to Dashmorrow. He gave me a letter from Walls about his old business. Knight, Dealist, M.D. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.